Hey y'all, welcome to What's Cooking with Paula. I can't believe it. I can't believe it, y'all. Christmas time again. Seems like they roll by, as you get older, they roll by a lot quicker, don't they? But I wanted to give y'all a couple of ideas for the Christmas holidays when you were entertaining or you wanted to make a homemade gift for somebody. You know, you've always got the mailman and the teachers and Sunday school teachers, high school teachers, FedEx people, UPS people. There's always somebody out there that would love receiving a small homemade gift from you. A friend of mine, Adam Taroni, here in town, owns a chocolate store on Broughton Street, that heart of downtown, and he is incredible with his chocolate making. So Adam was here one day in the kitchen with me shooting Positively Paula, and he cooked up a couple of wonderful things that I thought y'all might like to see in case you didn't catch it on the show. So roll 'em, guys. So we're back, y'all, with Adam Taroni, my friend that's a chocolatier here in town. And he has showed us a couple of things that's so easy to do here at the house.
All right, so here's the main course. So what we're gonna start out doing is I went to the grocery store and got a 60% bittersweet chocolate.
Okay.
And so we're gonna melt this bad boy down over a double boiler.
Okay. And how do you feel about the microwave?
You know, I don't recommend it because it is very easy to burn.
You know, I've never had any luck. I've never had any luck melting chocolate in the microwave. It always got gunky. I really messed up chocolate before, y'all, but this is the way I recommend, and it's the way Adam recommends.
I do, yes. It's very much the safest way to go. You never have to worry. So. Okay. But you always want to be stirring it because the bowl is still
getting hot. Would you like for me to do that?
Sure, yeah, I would love that.
Or do you have time to do this, or do you need to be doing something else?
No, that's perfect. And you'll notice that I reserved a quarter of the amount. So I got the traditional bag of chocolate, and there's 10 ounces in here. I just reserved a quarter of it, and I'm going to show you after we pull that off, after it's melted, that I'm going to add that to it to cool down the chocolate.
Oh, okay.
And that's going to kind of temper it, if you will.
Well, while I'm stirring this, and you don't have anything to do this second, tell us, as quickly as you can, everything that you want to know about chocolate, as much as you can in a few minutes.
Well, I know that sometimes it's intimidating.
It is.
To when you're trying to make candy, to go to the grocery store and try to find the perfect type of chocolate.
Yeah.
And so I kind of did some scouting around to some of the grocery stores. Uh-huh. And, you know, there are great chocolate companies here making chocolate in America. More so than there were 10 years ago, even. So there are some great companies like Ghirardelli that I use often.
Yeah.
Scharfenberger, Valrhona,
I'm not familiar with those.
Okay.
But this is
Ghirardelli?
The one I see in the grocery store.
Perfect. Yeah, and what you're really looking for when you're trying to do chocolate candy making is, your key is that you always want to look in the back on the ingredient list. And you're going to notice, it's going to say, from far away.
That I need to get my cheaters for us.
It's gonna say cocoa butter. And so
cocoa
we wanna
butter.
See that.
Is
in
that
the
important?
Ingredient. It is very important.
Cocoa butter is
so
important.
It's an ingredient that as this is melting, you'll start to see that it'll flow really nicely.
Yeah.
It'll run almost and fall right off your spatula. And that's the kind of chocolate we wanna be using. I love these induction burners. I think it's incredible, and the design for this is absolutely amazing.
Well, thank
amazing.
You, because you know what? This is my induction burner. This is the Paula Dean induction burner. And I'm so happy to say, I sell this on Evine, but you made the comment that this would look beautiful on that white marble.
Oh, that's
so
very sweet.
I want you to have
thank
it. You think about me every time you melt chocolate
on
it.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And I also love this. Is this a new attachment that I see here?
Right, this little plate. Is that done enough for you?
Yeah, that looks great.
This little plate, my cookware, the Paula Dean cookware, is not conducive.
And then so that gets hot to heat this.
Yes.
Ah, that's brilliant.
Yes, yes.
Oh my gosh.
And this gets hot in a flash. I mean, this is one bad to the bone induction.
I mean, look how
burn.
Good. It did a pretty dang good job.
I know, it did a great job.
And
all right,
you see
now
that?
You're gonna add the white chocolate to that now to cool it down, you
so
said.
So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna bring this over here and I'm just gonna have a little rag because water's kind of our worst enemy when dealing with chocolate.
Yes,
and so I'm just gonna add this other.
You're gonna add that chocolate. And I thought you were gonna add the white.
No, because what I wanna do is I wanna cool this down now.
Are we gonna melt the white?
We are.
Okay,
so this
well,
is
I
the
need
first
to bring
layer.
Your pot back.
And I'm stirring it to and mixing it all in.
Uh-huh.
And this is what we call tempering.
Right. Just like we would an egg if we were making custards.
Mm-hmm. And so once this is all melted, then we'll be good. And so this is a special type of bark. It's called my exploding bark.
Exploding bark, because I meant to ask you exactly what we were making.
I will show you. We're going to spread this out right now.
Let me get this rag. I want to show you. Did I show you this, Adam? I think this is so cute.
It made me laugh some.
Look at this. Look at this rag. We've got chocolate all over it now. Look how cute that is. Let us pray. I can't even read who it's by, but I thought that was so cute. Ooh, that's why you needed an offset spatula.
Yeah. And now we're going to do what makes this exploding is, I heard this is your favorite type of candy.
Pop rocks.
Pop rocks. And the thing is, too, we don't want this chocolate too hot because it will start to activate the carbonation in the crystals.
Yeah, I hear it. I hear it. Some of them popping.
All right, so we're gonna pop this in the fridge, and then
it's
we'll start with our second layer.
Little lightning bites on my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300. Hey y'all, I'm back in here in the kitchen with Adam and we're talking chocolate and you know it is very, very interesting. I shot a show down in Costa Rica a few years back. You know, they were talking about that cacao.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how, am I saying it right?
You are, so that refers to, cacao refers to the bean before it's been hulled and fermented. The percentage really kind of just represents the amount of sweetness. So if it's 60% cacao, that's the chocolate part. It's unsweetened. So if it's 60% of that, then 40% is remaining, and that is usually sugar. Some other options at the store, we actually sell for anybody who's diabetic or has any issues. They should be able to enjoy chocolate.
That's what kind I should be eating, yes. I went to Hershey, Pennsylvania one time to do a demo or something. And I'm telling you what, when I left, they had me a basket, a gift basket this big.
Oh, wow.
They had me a Hershey bar like this big.
I grew up in Pennsylvania, so I'd go there every year and see the factory.
Yes.
And,
oh, gosh, I just love my trip there.
Yeah, and so, but now, I mean, over the years, Hershey, when he started, there were no manufacturers making chocolate. Now, we have Scharfenberger, like I was saying. We have Ghirardelli.
Oh,
we have all these manufacturers producing European-style chocolate. All right, so I think we're all melted, so we're just gonna need to grab that dark chocolate with the Pop Rocks.
Now, do we have to let that cool for a while, or?
You know, it looks good.
I mean,
it's
you
nice
touch it
melted.
Make sure, but I felt like it was.
Oh, yeah, this is ready. Now, I'm gonna reserve a little bit of this, and I'm gonna show you.
Uh-huh.
So I'm gonna spread this out.
Don't let it.
Gotta duck and cover it.
Yeah. I love this.
Actually, I have these little, do you want to sprinkle?
Yes. Okay. Now this is a special kind of sugar,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a sanding sugar, so it's a little bit more coarse than than granulated sugar. And all we have to do is just let this harden.
That one was a good pop.
So it's all ready.
Yeah, so we just gonna take it and just kind of do it like that, mm-hmm. or?
Now it does pop, like when we break it, whoa, there we go. We just put that in there for another 15 minutes. And
yeah, and it could actually be a little colder, couldn't it?
It could, yeah. You won't damage it if it's in there a little bit longer.
Happy sure. popping. It's fun, isn't it?
It's so fun. And the kids, I mean, the kids would
enjoy
it.
And it'd be fun not to tell anybody. Mm-hmm. Just let it happen in their mouth. Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
So, I have one more thing, just a quick little surprise. I know the last time that we met, you got to enjoy my creme brulee truffle.
And yes, you loved did a it. Podcast.
I think
with
I actually
me.
Got a smack for it. And you see all those sugar crystals
yes.
are gonna melt?
Yes.
Yeah.
My turn. I have a tendency probably to do it too much.
Yeah, I think they're gonna start to melt.
But I like doing it a lot. Okay.
Perfect.
Wow. That one melted a little bit. I got that one a little too much.
A little bit. Cheers.
The creme brulee. Oh. I love creme brulee. Is it hot?
No, it melted.
Oh my God, it is. Look. But it was so good and it was so worth it. I really do hope that if y'all are in Savannah that you run by a shop. It's just all in such good taste from the decor down to the chocolates. I look forward to you coming back again.
Thank you for
having me. As you and I get grayer hair.
I know.
Thank you, Adam. We Thank send y'all love and best dishes from Savannah, Georgia. Okay, so y'all see what I'm talking about. And he didn't give us anything too difficult to do. But those pop rocks, I love those little things where they pop in your mouth. And it was a nice little surprise for them to be in the bark. Started popping in your mouth. Well, Merry Christmas to all of y'all out there. I hope you have the most peaceful, blessed Christmas of all times. And I send you love and best dishes. The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.